Welcome to Because We Care Podcast. I'm your host today, Joyful Judy. Well, I'm so glad you tuned in because this broadcast is just for you. We will be discussing about real life issues. We will be talking about singlehood, how to raise children being single. We will also talk about waiting on a mate and what do you do when God sends you that mate. We will also be talking about marriage. But I need you to, first of all, to do something for me. I need you to sit back, put on your seatbelt, buckle up, relax, because we are getting ready to go on a ride. Our topic today is, don't lose your spiritual identity. Genesis 1:26. And the Word of God says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we know that God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. First of all, we must know Christ. Christ Jesus means the anointed one. He is God revealed in flesh. John 1:1, the Word of God says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So God created everything that was in the beginning, which was Elohim, God the creator of everything. So we thank God for that. It's very important, people, to read and study the Word of God for yourself. At times you will run across people who will operate in tradition, which the Word of God says in Mark 7:13. The Pharisees and scribes, they making the Word of God of none effect through their traditions. They operated in tradition. And I can recall for myself, just to give you an example of tradition. When I was coming up, you know, we was a lot of tradition in my home. We were not saved people. My mom, well, actually my grandmother's, my great-great-grandfather was my grandmother's father. He pastored a church. So my grandmother was raised in the Church of God in Christ, as they told me. So my grandmother, she was raised in the Church of God in Christ, but she had a thing with the Church of God in Christ as she got older, which I asked my mom, why does she believe that nobody could be saved? Now my grandmother never confessed salvation, never ever she did. She always said she was a Christian, and I mean my grandmother, she didn't smoke, she didn't drink, she wasn't that kind of party. Neither was my mother. They didn't drink, they didn't smoke. That's not make you a saved person anyway. But they wasn't like out there. But they went to church. My mother was a working woman. My grandmother was a working woman. And, you know, she had married again to my stepfather. My step-grandfather, anyway, her husband. And they were good people, but we were in a lot of tradition. Because we went to church. My mother taught us not to lie, to steal, to cheat, to be dishonest to people, and to be nice, to be kind. And we went to church, but we did not know Jesus. My mother never knew Jesus. We never said we knew Jesus. We were just people that was religious. We was religious people. My grandmama and them, they never really quote scriptures. They never quote scriptures or anything like that. But it was a lot of tradition down that came along. I remember coming up in my family. My mom used to say, I remember when we sweep the floor or something, or sweep somebody's feet, and they grab a broom and spit on it and say, you know, that's bad luck or things like that. And I thought it was bad luck, you know. And if you walk up on the ladder, that was bad luck, you know, all these things, you know. And my grandmama and them used to say, God make one step, you make two, you know, things like that. I mean, a lot of things that I heard coming up, and I began to repeat those things because I heard them. I was, like I said, I was just a person that was in church. I didn't know anything about salvation until later on coming up. I was in church not all my life, but as I got to be a teenager, I was baptized. I thought because I was baptized, actually didn't know the Word of God, that I was going to heaven. I assumed I assumed, but didn't know, didn't have no truth about it. I just assumed if you get baptized, then you are going to heaven. But I thank God that God began to put me around people that I saw different. I'm giving you an example of how you can come from one place, just being in a building, had no relationship, no confession of God coming into my heart, didn't know anything about that, and never thought I was saved, though. Never said it. Nobody never asked me because the way I was acting and clowning, nobody thought I was saved anyway. But I never thought about being a saved. I thought Christians was what we're supposed to be. Christ-like, but I wasn't even Christ-like. But anyway, I'm telling you this because that was an example that I went through. That's why I know it's very important to read the Word of God and study it for yourself. That's why I really, truly believe that. A lot of things we did in the past, I don't really, really, really believe that our ancestors or our family, Big Mama now, I don't really believe that they assumed that they were in tradition. I really didn't. I mean, I really believe that they knew the best that they knew and knew what they knew. They knew and did the best that they know how. I really do. I really do. That's my theory when it comes to my family. Now, I really believe that Big Mom and them thought they were doing right. You know, they loved the Lord and everything, but they did not confess Jesus Christ as Savior, and they never even brought us up that way. But anyway, we are spirit, but we live in a body and we have a soul. That's why we must feed our spirits with the right words so we can hear God. So the only right words we can feed our spirit with is the Word of God. We must also examine who the Word says we are in Christ Jesus. And that's what I had to learn, what the Word of God says I am. Because we live in a world today where people will simply want to fit in. You know, people want to fit in everywhere. That's how gangs start. They want to belong somewhere. They want to feel love. Really and truly, that's not really love, because anytime somebody manipulating you and controlling you, that's not love. But when you come from a place where you never had love, then you get love confused. So many people in the body of Christ are lost, and they don't even know who they are, because I know, because I was sitting in the church, I was lost. Thought I was going to heaven because I got baptized, and I wasn't. But I thank God today that the God that I serve now had mercy on me and saw me in the state that I was, and he came into my heart through Holy Spirit and gave me a relationship with him. But I thank God that the Word of God tells me that I already believe in my heart so strong that the Word of God is truth. So don't lose your spiritual identity, because 1 Peter 2:9, the Word of God says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he him. 1 John 5:18, you are born of God. Ephesians 1:4, holy and without blame before him in love. 1 Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ. 1 John 4:4, you have the greater one living on the inside of you. Ephesians 2:10, you are God's workmanship created in Christ unto good works. Romans 8:17, you are a joint heirs with Christ. So we are what the Word of God says we are. That's why I'm stating today, don't lose your spiritual identity. Don't let nobody put you in a place where they're going to tell you what you are, who you are, or who you're not. The one thing I do believe, and I know, and I always say, I am a son of God, which I am his daughter. It's male nor female. Son of God, sons of God. That's male nor female. I always say, Lord, I'm your daughter. That's one thing that you let me know. I call you Abba Father, because you've given me the spirit of adoption, whereby you give me the right to call you Abba Father. And that's the same with you. You've given us the right to call him Abba Father, because we have the spirit of adoption. That's what the Word of God says. We're also, according to 2 Corinthians 5:20, we're an ambassador for Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:19, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are not your own. Matthew 5:14, you're the light of the world. Ephesians 1:7, you're forgiven of all your sins and washed in the blood. So anything that you have done, even if you have messed up, whether you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, whether you do not know Christ, the word of God states, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish. God sent his son into this world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So 2,000 years ago, Christ died on Calvary cross for you and I. He died for humanity. So that means if you in the world, he could die for you. Whether you know him, whether you do not know him. But if you know him and if you have made a mistake, I don't care what you have done, that does not separate you from the love of God. Not telling you or saying okay to justify what mistakes we've made, because the word of God tells us in 1 John 1:9, if we sin, then we have an advocate with Jesus Christ of righteousness. If we confess our sins before him, he's faithful and just to forgive us for our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we have sinned, or we're going to always do something that we shouldn't have done. So whatever we've committed, whatever sin we have committed, we can always confess it before God. But if you have fallen, you get back up, you get up, and you keep going. Because Christ, listen, Christ loves you with an everlasting love. And Christ died for you. Now, what man going to die for you? Come on here. Nobody. But Christ died for you and I. And if you love Christ, and I know a lot of times we love Christ, a lot of times we're in situations and we make wrong choices, wrong decisions. But that does not exclude the love that he has for you. He still loves you. He knew what we're going to do before we even did it ourselves, okay? He's all-knowing. He know all things. So he knew what we was going to do before we even did it. But I just want to encourage you today, you're listening to this podcast, that God loves you. And I don't care what we've done, we can always get it right with him. Oh, yes, we can always come to Christ because he give us an open door. Any man come unto me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So you can come to him and you can take up your cross. You follow him. Follow Christ. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll show you which way to go. He'll teach you. He'll train you. Oh, yes. Holy Spirit is a teacher. He will teach you. He will guide you. He'll teach you how and give you the wisdom how to raise your children. Yes, I can recall when my children was young. And my daughter is 40 years old. My son, he going on to be with the Lord. When they were young, they used to be afraid to do anything because Holy Spirit would reveal to me they act up in school. Do you think that God just worried about a person going to church, reading their Bible, paying their tithes? That kind of God we serve. He concerned about the whole man. He concerned about you, your children, your grandchildren. He concerned about everything that concerns you. It concerns him. And even the things you ain't concerned about, he's concerned about. He would tell me when my kids acting up. And I would go up to school and I would tell them what, you know, I wouldn't say what God says. I would tell them what they were doing. And my daughter would look at me, her eyes would just bug out. Like, wow. And God would reveal things to me. I would pop up to school all the time to see what they was doing. How was acting up? Yeah, they was acting up. They was young, they was acting up in school. But Holy Spirit began to tell me, I could recall even when I was coming up, I was a young mother, a single mother, and I would be on the phone talking to maybe somebody that I know. We praying or whatever. God told me to stop it. He said, when your kids get home from school, you get off their phone. You make sure that you talk to them, ask them what happened in school. I mean, Holy Spirit telling me that. You ask them what happened in school. You ask them what's going on in school. A lot of times, kids want to talk to us. Not children are children. We have to remember they are not adults. They don't think like us. They are children. So they're going to act like a child. They come in for school, you talking or whatever. They want to tell you something. And you say, boy, what's wrong with you? See, they want to talk. And you talking to somebody else. Nothing. Boy, go sit down. You see, I'm on this phone. But he wants to tell you something. He's a child. And I had to learn those things. I had to learn. The Holy Spirit to tell me. Make sure their food is cooked. Make sure they had clean sheets and things on their beds. It's not so much where you live, it's how you keep things that you have when you wherever you live. Make sure the clothes are clean. They're going to school with clean clothes, clean underclothes. Make sure they bathe themselves. Make sure your children, you know, well, I was raised like that anyway, but it had to remind me that. You know, a lot of times we think, you know, because I'm talking to Pastor Susu or Sandra Little or Sister Shushu or whoever, or Pastor Shoestring or whatever, Pastor Shoestring, we got to neglect like our family. No. Well, you know, my kids just came up from school. Apostle, I'm going to have to get the phone. Take care. That's it. And see to your family. See to your children. And I had to learn that. I had to learn that growing up, not to neglect my children. Because a lot of times, my kids wanted to tell me things. And a lot of times, you know, you busy. Like I said, they're not going to say anything. No, they're not. You're going to think they're mad, but they're mad because you're on their phone. Or you're doing something to occupy yourself where you need to give them attention. Sometimes we have to, and I have to learn that, give our kids total attention. Just like you give a friend down the street, give them attention too. So I thank God for that wisdom that he gave me. And also, I'm going to share this also. I can recall, I'm just giving an example about how you can raise your kids. I remember my son, he was in college at the time. He was a young man. He was in college. He had a little job, too. So I had asked him one time. I said, Anthony, loan your mama $50. He said, okay. So he gave me $50, loaned me $50. I said, I'm going to give it back to Friday. He said, all right, mama. So Friday came, I said, well, you know, that's my son. I'm going to just keep the money. I guess I give it to him next time. God said, no, you pay him. You told him Friday. You want to teach him integrity. You told him Friday, you give him that money Friday. Just because that's your son, you just don't keep that money. So, oh, that's my son. No, you give him. You're training him. You're teaching him. He said, you are teaching him integrity. So when Friday came, I said, okay. I can hear. I said, son, here's your money. He said, what? He said, oh, mama, go ahead. You can keep it. I said, no, this. He said, no, mama, go ahead, keep it. Now, just think. If I hadn't even offered my son the money, even though I looked at it as my son, I still told him, loan that to me. I didn't tell him to give that to me. I said, loan that to me. I'm going to give it back to you Friday. And my son was one person that always kept his word. Sometimes I was thinking, I said, Lord, don't let the people misuse my son because he's just too honest. I mean, he wasn't perfect. Now, let me get this straight. He wasn't perfect, that there's no perfect person, but he had a lot of integrity where he would tell the truth about everything. You know, and sometimes people take advantage of you, you know, when you're young like that, and you're saying something, you just like, and I had to train him, just don't, some things you just don't say. You don't have to say, everything is not a response, son. Just leave it alone. And he was young, so he had to learn those things. But I thank God for how the Lord had taught me, how Holy Spirit had taught me how to raise my kids. I'm just giving you an example of me. I'm just sharing some things with me that I went through with my children. I was talking about Holy Spirit being a teacher. So that's why I expound on that, to give you an example, to let you know that Holy Spirit will teach you and train you. It's not always spiritual things, but it's natural, first natural, and then spiritual. He will teach you and train you with your children as well as with relationships with people. So that's what I wanted to share with you. That's why I expound, like I said, on that. The wisdom that he gave me. Being a seasoned woman, I look back at all what I learned through Holy Spirit, bringing up my children, and now they are grown. My daughter, she's grown. She has children. And I see the fruit of the labor. I see what I put in her. I mean, I saw it as young teenagers, but now she's an adult, and I see how she's training up her children. She knows the Lord. My grandchildren knows the Lord, and how she's serving God, how she's a good wife. I'm just talking about how she saw me when my daughter was married before I was. You know, but anyway, how she, I watch her. I see a lot of things that I did that she don't do, which is good, because a lot of stuff I did was kind of off the wall too, you know. Yeah, I was. You know, I'm glad. So she's not, I thank God that she's not a person that she has her own mind, which I always taught my kids to think for themselves. I never try to control my children. I tell them this and that. Even when they was in college, what are you going to major in? I'm majoring there. Then they change their major. Well, daughter, whatever you think, what you want to do, you do it. I never told them, you ought to be there. I suggested some things, but I let them make their own. You have to teach them and train them to be what God calls them to be. But anyway, I just thank God for the wisdom that the Holy Spirit had given me, and I just want to share that with you. So, Father, we just thank you and we just bless you. We love you so much. Magnify your name. Give your name glory. Give your name honor. Give your name praise. I thank you for each and every person that has listened to this podcast. I thank you, Father, for you are doing great things in their life. I declare it now in the name of Jesus, God. I apply the blood of Jesus over every person, God, over their homes, Lord God, over their children, over their grandchildren, over their loved ones, God, because the blood of Jesus is our protection, God. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you for what you've already done in their lives. Thank you for what you can continue to do. Now, Father, we thank you that you allow us, God, to be in 2021. And we decree and declare in the spirit we are already in 22. So, Father, we thank you. We believe in you for greater things, bigger things, God. We're thanking you, Father God, for doors to be opened in our lives, Father. We thank you, Father. I pray that you would set us on fire so we can set the world on fire. Strengthen us, oh God. Help us, oh God, so we can help others. Strengthen us, God, so we can strengthen our brethren, Father. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to thank you so much for listening to Because We Care podcast. See you next time. Bye now.